This is Amos Bayer alongside Michael Harmson, and we're getting ready to bring you the action between Sigourney Chiodda and Iowa City Regina. Kind of a brisk night out there tonight. We're 2 minutes and 54 seconds away from kickoff. It sounds like Iowa City Regina has won the toss and has elected to receive. Tonight is senior night here in Sigourney, and we are honoring 11 senior football players and 3 senior cheerleaders from this year's squad. Those seniors that we'll be honoring tonight, playing in their final game here in Sigourney, Iowa, will be Colton Greiner, Shane Swearingen, Luke Lyle, Kevin Weber, Derek Bird, Danny Beckert, Chase Tremel, Jeremiah Green, Matthew Slaughter, Tucker Fowler, Noah Schuster. So congratulations to those boys over their career. Tonight will be the last time they take the field in Sigourney, Iowa. They just broke through the paper banner and are making their way over to the sideline. Tonight also will be the final night for 3 cheerleaders, Maddie Denning, Kara Applegate, and Sydney Davis. So big night tonight, Micah. Final game of the season for the Cobras. Not necessarily out of the question that they can make the playoffs, but it's going to take a big effort on behalf of our Cobras here tonight, and it's also going to take a valiant effort on behalf of the Comets down there at Cardinal to knock off West Branch in order for our chances to look positive into the postseason. But nonetheless, beautiful night for football, exciting. Number 1 ranked Class 1A Iowa City Regina comes to town, and our boys are going to have to be up to the task. You know, Mike, in order to stay competitive here tonight, what are some of the keys in your mind to the Cobras, both offensively and defensively?
Well, I think, you know, as we drove up tonight, Amos, we talked about a handful of things that are going to be pretty important. You know, as we play Regina, you know, just to going through their stats, so they're a very well-balanced team, you know, and they're very well-coached, and we all know, you know, they've had that number one ranking all year, and it's been highly deserved. So, you know, we're really going to have to do a good job of minimizing all mistakes. I mean, we're going to have to play a good, hard-nosed football team tonight, and we're going to have to go out and you know, give our best effort every play. And, you know, the other things that, you know, offensively, you know, we're going to have to do a nice job of probably controlling the clock. You know, we don't want to give their offense the ball any more than we need to, and hopefully we'll run the ball there in that single wing formation that we like to, and kind of go from there. So defensively, we're just going to have to stop the big play. You know, we can't give up any big ones, and hopefully the boys are ready to go and fired up, and excited enough for week number 9 of the high school football season.
That's right. They got the clock set to 12 minutes, so the first quarter will be underway here in just a few minutes. A couple points of interest. Notice that Luke Lyle has suited back up. He's been absent from the roster the last couple of weeks due to some injuries, some health issues, I should say. It's nice to have, nice to know that Luke is back and ready to play. It sounds like he's going to be at least getting some time on the defensive side of the ball. Don't know for sure what's going to happen on the offensive side of the ball, but we'll make that call as we get our boys onto the field. Looks like back deep for Regina is Hammond and number 4 Phillips back deep to receive for the Regals of Regina. To kick off for the Cobras tonight, as it was last week, I believe that is Colton Greiner set to kick off from the 40-yard line. So we're about to get this one underway, Micah. It'll be an exciting one, I'm sure.
Yes, no doubt, Amos. I'm looking forward to watching a good hard-nosed football game tonight.
So the Cobras are set. It's senior night here in Sigourney, Iowa. Colton kicks that one deep, taken there by Alien at about the 5-yard line, straight up the middle. Nice return. He's got some running room. Finally brought down by Derek Berg at around the 42-yard line. So that'll bring up first and 10 for the Eagles from, they're going to mark it at the 41-yard line. Nice return there by, I believe you pronounce his name, Emian. Drew Cook, the quarterback, son of the head coach, in the shotgun. One receiver split to the near side, two to the far side. But here's number 11 with a big opening up the middle. Number 11, Dixon, with a big carry, carries it down across the 50, down, finally brought down around the 26-yard line. So a big gain there by Dixon.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate, Amos. You know, we had Crawford's slipping through the backfield there, and he just, the ball carrier kind of shook a tackle there and took off through a big hole. So we were real close there, just not quite. So
unfortunate situation, big gain. Here's Brinkman in motion, hand off to Dixon again, but yet immediately, pickup of about a yard, brought down at about the 25-yard line. That was
Crawford in on tackle again, I think also Chase Tremel there.
Good. Yeah, Chase, I don't believe Chase is out there tonight. I think he's still nursing that broken leg. I'm not sure. That might have been Striggle that popped in there on that tackle. So Cook's throwing that gun. They bring up second down and 9. Cook back to pass. He's got a wide receiver open out on the flat that's dropped. That was Phillips out there on the flat. So it was a good break for Sidney. But good coverage out there, too. It looked like Crawford had him well covered.
Yeah, the linebackers are doing a nice job of blowing out to the flats. And, you know, they're kind of in a hurry-up offense here, calling the plays in from the sideline. And they're going to have to stay really upbeat here defensively.
Yeah, Regina not wasting any time. Back in that gun is Cook. Cook, handoff there to, I believe that's Dixon again at the middle, but pickup of not more than maybe 2-3 yards. That will bring up a fourth down for the Eagles.
Nice job of the defensive line there, getting a good push up front, and allowing our linebackers to kind of roam free and make some plays. Nice set of downs there the last four, and hopefully come up with a big fourth down here.
Yeah, this is where our boys need to tighten them down and not allow a big play to happen. It looks to me like they're going to have one receiver split over here to the near side, one to the far side. Cook still in that shotgun. Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. And there is a penalty marker on the play. It is delay of game on Regina, so that will back them up 5. That'll take it to fourth down and 12 for the Eagles. That moves the ball back to around the 29-yard line. 4th and 12. Excuse me. That's around the 29-yard line. Still, one receiver split here to the right side. Two over to the left. Cook back to pass. He's being pressured. Flushed out of the pocket. Throws it deep downfield. Well covered there by a Cobra. Incomplete. No penalty markers on the flag. Incomplete. Great coverage, Micah.
Great play. It all kind of started in the defense of our in the offensive backfield with we had another linebacker blitzing in there, and the guys did a nice job defensively of getting some pressure on the quarterback and hurrying that throw, and then great coverage I believe by Berg on the coverage there did an excellent job just getting in his face and swatting that thing away.
Here's what you said at the start of the broadcast: we need to control the clock. The old Sidney single wing, Sidney kid, a single wing is what has a tendency to burn some clock up. So we'll see what they got up their sleeve here. First and 10, Cobras from the 28. Griner in motion, Lyle with the keeper. Lyle's got it. He's got an opening up the middle. He's across the 40 and finally brought down at about the 47-yard line. First and 10, nice play.
Yeah, great design play. You know, we've seen that play a lot over the year. He just took it right up the middle, and they weren't expecting it. And great play, and nice to see Lyle back there, quarterback also.
Absolutely. Nice play from scrimmage there for Luke Lyle. So first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Here's a handoff up the middle. Not sure. Nate Seren, the ball carrier there. Pickup of about 2, so that's going to bring up maybe 3. He's across the 50. Second and 7 from the 50-yard line. Cobra staying in that single wing. second, and we'll call it seven, from right around the 50-yard line. Here's Nate Stern with the keeper up the middle, moving forward. Picks up maybe another yard or two. We'll bring up third down.
Yeah, just tough running there. You know, Nate does a nice job. You know, we talked about it over the year, Amos. You know, he's got great pad level and great foot drive. And, you know, his ability to run north and south is really good. You know, he just snuck in from one of those offensive linemen, put his hand on his back, and just followed him through the hole. So, you know, he's done a nice job all year, and I'm excited to see how he plays this last game.
Regina's got some pretty big fellas up front there. So our offensive line is going to need to take note of that. Here's Crawford with the carry. Pick up of about two. It will bring up fourth down and short for the Cobras. Let's call it fourth and three. So this does create a punting situation for the Cobras. Nice stop there by Regina Micah to come up after that big play by Lyle up the middle with that spin back keeper to put some pressure on and shut him down. Turn on to punt. Gets the punt away. Back deep to receive was Brinkman. The ball does bounce out of bounds. They're going to spot it. I believe around the, it's very close to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, nice job. You know, we talked about this before, Amos, you know, trying to pin them deep here with the punt, and hopefully we can control the clock and make their field as long as possible. So I think, you know, fourth and four that early, I think that was the right decision to pin them deep and kind of go from there and see what the defense can do.
My apologies. It is spotted down in the 15-yard line. First and 10, Riggles. You got a fella in motion. Hand off up the middle. I believe that's two. Number 11, Dixon, picks up good positive yardage. Spots that out at 24-yard line. That'll bring up second one for the Regals. Looks like they got three receivers split to the right side this time with one to the left. Cook in the gun. Cook back the pass. He's got a guy open down the middle. Nice coverage, though, by the Cobras. Pass incomplete. Not sure who that was in there on pass defense. Swearingen in on that coverage.
Yeah, nice job by Shane there to make up some ground. Initially, he kind of looked like he was beat, but he made up some ground and made a great play on the ball to make sure there was not a big play there.
Well thrown ball, just great defense by the Cobras. Here's Cruff with the keeper, but met immediately by a group of Cobras and brought down before he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. So that will bring up fourth down, fourth and about five. So nice stop by the Cobras there on fourth and on third and one.
Yeah, great play, and I think Crawford coming off the edge there. He got right in, and they made a nice job of the defensive line also.
We've got Adam back to punt.
Out here.
Number five on the punt, Brown. He gets the ball away. Ball takes a roll across the 50 and finally down at around the 41-yard line. So the Cobras take over first and 10. So far, so good, Micah, for the Cobras, both on defensive stops here.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. I think, you know, defensively, we're doing a nice job. You know, we left that one big play early, but defensively, our defensive backs are doing a nice job sticking with the receivers and keeping kind of the short games on the run. So, you know, offensively, hopefully we can get a couple more big plays and see what we can kind of do.
Looks like Greder checks in with that spin back. Greder in motion here. Carry give to Seren. Seren moves over, moves the ball forward to about the 45-yard line. That will bring up second down and six for the Cobras. Nice play there. I mean, just off left side, where he was able to get follow his blockers and get pretty good positive yardage. So here come the Cobras back to the ball. Griner going to be in the backfield along with Gretter and Sin. Griner split out. Griner in motion now. Here's Gretter back to pass. He's got a guy open, and Swearingen. Swearingen comes down with it at the 30-yard line. Nice. Nicely done by Mike Gretter to put that one up in the air, and an awesome job by Swearingen to go up and get that one.
Yeah, no doubt. And Regina was pretty fooled there on the play fake. Kind of a high, lofty pass there, and Shane kind of ran right underneath it and jumped up for the ball and did a nice job. So gives us a fresh set of downs in their territory.
Absolutely. First and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Cobras. Gretter in at Dustin. Back Gretter in motion here. Here's the handoff to Sarin. Sarin moves forward. Got pretty good positive yardage there. It looks like they're going to spot that one right around the 26-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 7 for the Cobras. Doing a pretty fine job up front. Our linemen are doing a pretty good job up front of creating some gaps for these backs to get through.
Yeah, we're definitely probably undersized up there up front, but they're doing a nice job getting in the way and getting a good seal block on them, and the backs are hitting the hole hard.
Griner in motion this time, but the move. Striegel with the carry, brought down before any gain, may have lost about a yard. So it will bring up 3rd and 7 for the Cobras from around the 27-yard line. 26. So critical down here, Mike, 3rd and 7, 4:39 to go, still scoreless in this game. 4:39 to go in the first quarter. Cobras with the ball. Here's Gretter back to pass again. He lost one out there for Griner. Oh, just off the fingertips of Colton Griner. He did have his kid beat, but it was letting just a little too much.
And, that's a smart pass. I think Blaine doesn't want to make a mistake there. And he put that ball only where Colton could go up and get it, which is always smart when the quarterback does that. So hopefully, we're going to have a 4th down and 7 the way it looks now, and we need to come up with a big play.
Absolutely. Looks like they're going to spread him out. Colton Griner's spread out here to the near side of the field. Better in that shotgun. There back to pass, being blitzed. Oh, he throws it just a little too high for Colton to come down with it, nearly picked off. So Regina will take over on downs from the 26-yard line, 1st and 10. Not a bad series of downs. It's unfortunate they weren't able to capitalize on that second 7, but still, they are moving the ball pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing a heck of a nice job up front, offensively and defensive line. Doing a nice job, getting a good push, and so I think, we just need to keep at it, and the linebackers now looks like they're going to come out in a Rocky 4-wide set here.
Brinkman in motion, handoff to Brinkman around the left side. He's got some running room. He's finally knocked out of bounds, I believe, by Ben Horace, but not before he picks up a good 15 yards on that carry. So they will move the chains. That ball is going to be spotted right around the 39-yard line. There is a penalty marker on the play. I believe it was indication holding on Regina, so that will back them up. They'll have to replay that down, and it's going to negate about a 15-yard gain.
They put the ball about back to the line of scrimmage the way it looks.
Very close, about 2 yards short of the original line of scrimmage, so it's going to be 1st down and 8 from the 28-yard line for the Eagles. Still scoreless, 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. Eagles have 3 receivers split here to the near side, 1 to the far side. Cook in that shotgun, hand off to Dixon. Dixon fumbles the ball, and they call him down.
Great job by Striegel and Crawford to be in there. I think Striegel came through and hit him low and kind of coughed the football up, and Crawford was right there. So those guys are flying around. They're having fun playing hard-nosed football right now, and that's fun to see.
2nd and 7 from the 30-yard line for the Regals. Cook in the shotgun. Three receivers here to the near side. Cook back to pass. He's got a lot of time. He's got a receiver open and completed. They're going to call a completed pass out across the 40 to the 41. That will be enough for a first down.
It kind of looked like, I think, Swearingen over there on the other side playing that corner spot. He might have slipped there, and that was just enough to give that receiver a little bit of an opening, and Cook got the pass out there to him. So, unfortunate for us, but gives them a first down and 10 now.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line, 41-yard line for the Regals. Brinkman in motion, handoff to Brinkman, and swarmed by a host of Cobras. Jeremiah Green in there on that tackle, along with Cole Strickle. A couple of big playmakers on defense all year long for us.
Yeah, those linebackers are doing a heck of a job just flying around right now. And, you know, like I said a couple of plays ago, you know, defensive lines are doing a good job getting off the ball and just freeing those guys up to make some plays.
Regina wasting no time back in that game. Three receivers set over here again. Only a screen pass to Dixon, but met immediately. Well read by the Cobra defense, brought down there by Strickle and Green, I believe, again.
Yeah, those guys did a nice job, and they weren't fooled. The line let the line through, and the linebacker stayed at home and made a great play there.
So that's 3rd and 13 now for the Regals from the 36-yard line. Their own 36-yard line. Staying with that three-receiver set here to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Cook in the gun. Back in the backfield with Dixon. Across the middle, though. No. Pass incomplete. Intended receiver, I believe, was Adam. He had it, but great defense. Our boy kind of stripped that away from Adam.
Yeah, Ben Horst is there and kind of stripped it away as he's coming down with it. So. You know, defensively, we're playing a heck of a football game right now. We're sticking right with number one team in the state. So those guys, and they're looking enthused. They're fired up. So, you know, that's great news for our guys.
Hey, it's senior night. It's the last time a lot of these guys are going to step onto the field. So they got a lot to play for, a lot to prove. Colton Greiner back deep to receive this punt. He narrowly gets it off, almost blocked by Derek Berg in there. Lots of pressure on that kicker. Doesn't quite get it, gets the putt off, and that ball is down right around the 39-yard line of the Cobras, so the Cobras will take over there first and 10.
Yeah, and in another situation, we kind of have some nice field position to start, somewhat close to the 50-yard line. Hopefully we can put, another drive together here and move the chains a couple times and see what the boys can do.
2:04 to go in the first quarter, still scoreless. Iowa City, Regina, and Sigourney, Chieta. Lead Greer still in at that spin-back position for the Cobras. Griner in motion here. No, Lyle, in fact, is. Griner gets the carry, though. Moves it forward a couple of yards, maybe a yard on the play. They're going to spot it at the 40-yard line. That will bring up 2nd and 9 for the Cobras. Looks like a little bit of a little confusion back there in the backfield. Usually Colton gets that, and he's got a good hit of steam, but might have been a little bit of confusion there in the backfield.
I'm not quite sure what happened. I don't know if it's just a thing. Lyle hasn't been back there for a couple weeks, and if they're just the timing's not quite right, but I'm sure they'll get it figured out.
Here's a handoff this time to Sarin. Sarin moves forward across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line. That'll bring up 3rd and 5. For the Cobras.
There again, Nate, he looks like he's stopped there with the line of scrimmage and keeps those feet driving and breaks a tackle and picks up another 5. So, that young man has done a nice job all year for SK and hopefully he continues it through the evening.
Absolutely. Big play here. If we can convert on this one, 58 seconds to go before the end of this first quarter. Still scoreless. Cobras sit on the 44-yard line, 3rd and 5. Here's Lyle, back to pass. He's got some time. He's got a receiver open, and Greiner goes up. But defensively, number 88, Rosso, gets a hand on that and kind of deflects it. Otherwise, Colton's got it in his grasp. So that will bring up 4th and 5, more than likely a punting situation for the Cobras.
Yeah, it looks like the punt team has moved on the field, and Searing's gone back. So nice little drive there. Didn't move it a whole long ways here, but hopefully we can pin them deep and make them drive the length of field again.
We'll see what our coverage, our special teams coverage is like. Nice punt. Sam gets off a nice punt. It's going to be beautifully done. They're going to spot that one out at about the four. They are going to spot it out of bounds at the four-yard line. So they pinned them back there pretty deep, Micah. Nice punt by Nate Sarin. He's been doing a fabulous job on the punting duties all season long. But that's got to be one of the best we've seen all season.
Yeah, great job. Just a little corner kick, kicking away from, number 11 there, Dixon. And he let it go, and it just bounced out right there at the four. So nice job by Nate there and the whole special teams there.
Yeah, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Cobra's playing very, very well to this point. Here's Regina back in on offense. Hand off there, I believe, to Dixon. It was Dixon. He moves it across the five. Brought down at about the six-yard line, so they'll bring up second and eight for the Cobras. A little bit of confusion here. 7 seconds to go here before the end of this quarter. They're going to let time expire. So after the end of one, the Cobras have held the number one ranked Class 1A team, Iowa City Regina Regals, scoreless. Sidney Chioda, nothing. Iowa City Regina, nothing. Well, Micah, I tell you, if we can keep up that type of intensity on the defensive side of the ball all night, this will be an interesting one when we get down to the end of this ball game.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. The guys are playing fired up right now, and honestly, that's the biggest thing. We talked about it earlier tonight. What kind of team's going to show up? Cause we've seen them play off good football at times this year, and then some games we seem like we're really quiet. So hopefully they can keep up the intensity and keep moving the chains. And defensively, they're just playing a little ball game right now, playing hard-nosed football that we've seen them play through the year.
Yeah, one of the better quarters of defensive play that we've seen all season long. And they've got the Regals pinned down on the 8-yard line, on the 6-yard line, second and eight. So, it's been a field position battle throughout the entire first quarter. We'll see what the second quarter holds in store. But our boys, like we said, in order to stay competitive in this one, they're going to have to give 100% all night long.
Yeah, and up to this point, they've done a heck of a nice job, and hats off to all the players at this point. Everybody's doing their job, and that's the biggest thing. So
here's Cook in the gun, back to pass. He's got Phillips out on the flat, and it is incomplete.
Nice job by Bird there on a big hit on number four, Phillips. And he kind of jarred that thing loose. So our defensive backs and linebackers are doing a great job in pass coverage up to this point.
They've done a good job of scouting these guys and watching tape and understanding what their bread and butter is, because we have had an answer for everything we've thrown at us to this point in time. But Regina, as I said, have said a number of times here tonight, they waste no time in the huddle. They're back. Cook in the gun. Six Cook in the gun. And back to pass. He's got Brinkman skirting down the center of the field. And they are going to call interference. I believe that was on Swearingen, and that might have been running stride for stride with him. He just didn't look back for that ball.
And I think almost it was one of those things where Shane kind of got his feet tangled up with the receiver. And just unfortunate, he kind of went down before the ball got there. But he was there step for step. So hopefully this is going to give them an automatic first down, I believe. But hopefully the guys will keep their heads up here and we can move forward from it.
That's a 15-yarder, so they will mark that off. It'll be a fresh set of downs. That moves the ball across the 20 to the 21-yard line, first and 10. There again, Regina wasting no time Three receivers set over here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's Cook, back to pass again. He's got Brinkman out in the flat, and he's caught the ball and eventually brought down, but not before he gets up across the 25 to about the 28-yard line.
Nice little design play, a little wide receiver screen out into the flat for the Regals, and it was well executed. Swingin and Horace and Bird were right there, but the line did a nice job of blocking downfield. So.
Cook and Dixon in the backfield for the Regals. Here's a handoff to Dixon and brought down immediately. Right as he hits the 30-yard line, he was met there by...
Great job by Jeremiah Green there. He wasn't going to let him go, and he hit him low, and so now it brings up a third and short situation.
Yep, third and short for the Regals. They're in that power set. They move it forward. Not sure who the ball carrier was on that, if it was Dixon.
This could be close. I'm sure they're going to have a measurement there, and they're kind of a bunch, double tight formation, and it does look like they're going to give him the first down.
Yep, it was Dixon, the ball carrier. He got enough for the first down, but just enough. They are going to have first and 10 from the, we'll call it the 31-yard line. 10:49 to go in the second quarter. Still scoreless. Three receivers split over here to the near side, one to the far side. Cook in the gun. Cook back to pass. Caught by Phillips. And eventually brought down. He skirted one tackle, but then there was a host of Cobras there to bring him down.
And Cole Strigel comes in with a big-time hit there. He kind of squirted out from a tackle from, I think, Ben Horace, and Strigel was there to clean it up. So number four probably felt that. I think Phillips probably felt that one. So, we're still flying around and making big plays here. Hopefully the boys stick with it and keep their head up and stay fired up.
Now we've got two receivers on the near side, two on the far side, Cook and Dixon in the backfield. Cook in that shotgun. Here's Phillips in motion across. He's pressured. Cook pressured and finally brought down by number 77, I believe. That is Bryce Brown. But also back there was Crawford. I've been nowhere for him to go that time, Micah.
No doubt. We kind of had a little stunt on there. I've been sending Crawford off the edge there, and he's been getting some good pressure on Cook. And also, just a nice job on the defensive line, getting a great push up front. And Brown is there to clean it up.
Big loss. That brings up 3rd and 14 from the 28 for the Regals. Cook in the shotgun. There.
It's like false start.
False start on Regina. That's going to back him up another 5. That will bring up 3rd and 19 from the 18-yard line. So they're going in the direction we want them to go in, Micah, backwards.
Yeah, no doubt. And just a nice job defensively. We gave up that little pass play, but defensively we're hanging really tough.
Three receivers split to the far side, one to the near side, Cook and Dixon in the backfield. Here's Cook rolling to his right. He's got some running room, and then he tosses it up. Oh, and great play by Crawford to go up and deflect that pass before, I believe it was Dixon or Phillips, could come down with it. That was Phillips out there downfield that pass was intended for, but a great play by Peyton Crawford.
And that great job by the defense in general there. We had a number of guys down there in pass coverage, and they were right there. And they didn't get nervous when he rolled out, so they're doing what they need to up to this point.
So the Regals on to punt. Last time, I believe it. Oh, hey, missed snap. And he eventually gets it off. Get away, Colton. Yes. Unbelievable recovery there for Regina. Bad snap, takes it back to almost the goal line. The kid somehow is able to get it off and rolls it down across the 50 and finally down at around the 40-yard line on the Cobras. So, extremely lucky.
Yeah, it really was. I thought we were going to end up with 6 there. He snapped it right over top of the punters. Special teams are such an important part of this game. He snapped it right over the top of the punter's head, and they've been doing that little rugby-style kick We've been getting good pressure there all night, and somehow he squeaked by the defender and got a good roll on the punt. So, unfortunate, but we got a fresh set of downs, but hopefully the boys can keep rolling at this point.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line of the Cobras. Little mix-up in the backfield. Griner's got the ball. He's scrambling around in the backfield, but he basically brought down. We'll have to see where they mark this one. It looks like it's going to be around the 33-yard line, so a loss. Fairly sizable loss there. Loss of about 7. So it'll bring up second long for the Cobras.
Yeah, just unfortunate, I think, that there was a little bit of mix-up between Greider and Lyle Strigo, I think, in the backfield. And unfortunate for the guys, it's going to bring up second and long situation. And it'll be interesting to see. It looks like we're going to be out in the spread set.
Greider in the shotgun. He's in at the quarterback position right now. They're penalty markers fly. We'll have to wait and see what the infraction is. Ball start on the Cobras. That's going to back them up 5 more. That's going to bring up 2nd and 22. So now we're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you know, we talked about, early in the game, we're going to have to eliminate those mistakes. We can't give up cheap, ticky-tacky fouls at this point. We need to get the train moving forward, so to speak.
Absolutely. This is a fairly tough feat. 2nd and 22 for the Cobras from the 28-yard line. Here's the snap. Not much going. Granted, the ball carry. Loss of 1, they're calling it. So 3rd and 23 for the Cobras from the 27-yard line. Not much going on.
They're
starting to stiffen things up there on the Regina side of the ball here defensively.
And this is the second time we've seen it here in third and a little bit longer situation when Crawford come in and see him come out. So we probably assume it might be a pass type of situation for the Cobras.
Absolutely. There's another penalty marker thrown.
No, not a penalty. I think the SK coaching staff called a timeout there right before the play was snapped.
Well, good call there by the staff to get that called before the penalty marker came flying in. Want to take this time during this timeout to recognize our sponsors, Town and Country Insurance. Town and Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's auto, home, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Greider at Town and Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Take Car Storage. Call Don for all your storage needs, including boats and campers. Call Don at 641-622-3103. Buy Slumberland Furniture. The prices are small. The savings are huge during May sale. That's Slumberland Furniture. Everything is on sale, plus all recliners and chair, including Lazy Boy, are 2-for-1 low prices. Lipo is $399 for two. Get any size Sealy mattress sets as low as $99 a piece when you buy the set. This is the big one, the mega sale, only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours and directions and more at slumberland.com. Located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. Cobras back on the field in that single wing set, 3rd and 22. Quick kick it, but go! Quick kick it, but they call the ball dead. Not sure what transpired. They're going to mark it. It looks at like it. They're going to mark it around that 30. Would that be the right around the 32-yard line? We didn't gain much out of that.
No, unfortunately, third and long situation, we tried a quick kick, and unfortunately, one of our big defensive linemen got a hand up and deflected that, so it ended up being not a very big gain. So it'd be a tough task now for the defense, kind of backed up here a little bit. Hopefully the guys got them strapped on, ready to go.
Best field position the Eagles have had all year, all night. Two receivers split here in the near side, one to the far side. Cook lost one in the air. Good coverage. The guy makes the correction, comes back for it, but the pass is incomplete. Coverage was was good once again. I believe that might have been Colton Griner down there on that coverage.
Yeah, in a nice job, a nice job by defensive line. We were right there again, right Cook's face, and he put a nice hit on the quarterback to rush that throw again.
Cook stays in the gun, gets him in the backfield, two receivers here, near side again, quick pass out to Rosso, very close to the first down. We'll see where they mark it. No indication yet. It looks like it is going to be third and short for the Regals. Regals in a hurry-up type of offense here, wasting no time. Cook in the gun, shotgun again, pass complete. Out to the far side to Rosso again. They're just kind of picking that playing a little pass catch here and challenging the Cobra defensive backs.
Yeah, I think and it's one of those things. I think defensively, our corners are giving maybe just a little too much ground at this point, and they're just kind of throwing that quick hitter out there in the flat and picking up that 3-4 yards.
Cook, big, tall guy. I got shown that he's got a pretty good arm. Back to pass again. He's got Phillips out on the flat, but brought down immediately. Pick up down to the 12.
Nice job of Derek Berg there again out of the flat. The coverage, keeps it to a short gain. A good sure tackler out there. That's the one thing we are doing a nice job of tonight. So these guys are doing a heck of a nice job by wrapping things up and not giving up any extra yards after contact.
Dixon in the backfield with Cook. Brinkman and Phillips split out to the far side. And for some reason, Cook just kind of threw that. He either got batted down or he just kind of threw that in the dirt.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I couldn't quite see if he lost lost grasp of the ball and it just kind of slid out of his hand, in his forward throwing motion, or if that got deflected actually by one of our defensive linemen. But brings up a third and, six, seven type of situation. And hopefully we can get some pressure on the quarterback here and make him make a quick decision.
Yep, two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Here's Cook with a handoff to Dixon and tripped up. Nice play there. I believe Striegel trips him up. And they are going to come up short of the first down. That's going to bring up fourth and about five. But very well done by Striegel to move in there and trip him up.
Yeah, nice job by Cole. He wasn't fooled at all. A third and long situation. His eyes were locked on that running back and made a great play.
Regina not going to try for the field goal. They're going to go for it. Fourth and four from the 11-yard line. Cook in the shotgun, rolling to his left. Oh, there's a hole. Yeah. Yes, they called it, too. That one coming back, boys. He tackled our guy.
Yeah.
He's going to bring him.
Crawford's coming in off the edge on the blitz, and the running back is
absolutely
to protect him, and then he basically just tackled him to protect his quarterback, so that one's going to come back.
That'll be a lot more manageable for the Cobras. That was so apparent from up here. He just basically tackled him. Although it was well done by the Regals, they actually got it into the end zone. That one's going to come back plus 10, so that's going to make it a little less manageable fourth down opportunity here for the Regals. That moves it all the way back to right around the 30-yard line.
Not
They're going to try on to attempt this field goal is number 22, Adam. Kick is down, ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. Nice little leg on that Adam kit.
Yeah, and it looked like it was good from another 10. So, they definitely, we don't want to get in a kicking duel probably with them tonight.
That's about a 45-yarder there, so not a bad boot on the Adam kit.
Yep, so, it's going to be a big, now we'll see where kind of what we held the three there. They were down deep. Hopefully the guys can get their heads up now and we can put an offensive drive together.
Absolutely. With 4:53 to go here in the second quarter, Regina takes a 3-0 lead over the Cobras. Back deep to receive for the Cobras, Colton Griner. On to kick for the Regals, Adam. Adam tees it up on the 40-yard line. Griner stands on about his 5, maybe 6. Moving forward to about the 10-yard line to receive this one. 4:53 to go before half. Regina just kicked a field goal to go up 3-0. Here's Adam with the kick. It's a deep kick. Griner chases it down into his end zone. So that one will come out and brought out, I believe, to the 20.
Yeah, one thing for sure, that young man has got one heck of a leg on him. He might kick that one out of the end zone. So. He's definitely got some legs.
Adam, that's a name that's, from the Kyoto, Packwood, Richland area. So yeah. His parents may be a couple of the individuals I went to college with up at Iowa State, more than likely. Good Catholics from the Richland area that moved to the Iowa City area. Here's the Cobras lofting it up deep. Oh, my goodness gracious, and they're not going to call anything. Matt Griner was hounded all the way down the sidelines, and the line judge is not going to call anything on that one. Unfortunate situation for the Cobras there.
Yeah, and the coaching staff and the fans are not very happy.
I'm not very happy.
and it looked like he definitely had his hands kind of all over him streaming down the sideline. It's just too bad that he kind of had to, it seemed like Colton had a step on him too. So, but a well-thrown ball again by Blaine, a deeper toss than what he's probably seen him throw for a while. But the interesting call there on first down and 10.
It sure was. And we keep switching things up there in the backfield with Lyle and Greder. Greder is in right now. Here's Griner in motion. And here's the ball carrier. I believe that's Strick. That's Sarin up the middle. Nice game. Gets it across the 25 to about the 29-yard line. So good positive yardage. Going to bring up third down and short for the Cobras. Caught third and one.
Yeah, the Cobras. There again, offensive line just doing a fantastic job. Not big holes, but enough of a crease that makes hitting the hole hard.
So we'll see what the Cobras can do here in a short, third and short situation. Oh, a mess up on the snap again. Goodness. Blaine is able to gather it in and move it forward, but probably not much more than right back to the original line of scrimmage, and we are way too deep to take any chances on this situation.
No, that was really unfortunate. Just another one of those little mistakes. We're kind of holding ourselves back. We're doing a nice job moving the ball, and then just a little slip up, just a miscommunication between the center, on the snap and the quarterback, and that's too bad.
Nate Sarin is on to do the punting duties for the Cobras. He's down. He's got it. Kick is away. Not as good a kick as it was last time. They're going to spot it out at the 48-yard line of the Regals. So kind of a short field type situation here. Our defense is going to have to rise to the challenge.
Again, defensively, we've done a nice job up to this point. Hopefully, the guys keep flying around and making plays. We're kind of giving the ball back in ideal field position for them. But 3 minutes, 30 seconds is not a lot of time, but these guys, they can score quick when they want. So hopefully that guy's up to the pass.
Yep, Cook in that shotgun. Cook, just a quick hitter out to Phillips. Phillips met by a Cobra, by the Cobras immediately, but not before he picks up about 6 yards. That'll bring up second and about four for the Regals. Just a real quick hitter there, Mike, across the middle. And Cook's a fairly accurate passer.
Mm-hmm.
Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. There's Cook with another quick hitter out to Phillips. But not a lot going. Maybe a pickup of about three, call it four. It's going to be third and short for the Regals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they try to run the ball here, if they're going to keep throwing it around. They've had some success on those short little 3-4 yard passes out to the flat. Our defensive backs are giving them that because they don't want to get burned on the big one. But, we're looking at a third and two situation now. This is a big, big football.
This is a big down. Cook in the shotgun. Here comes some pressure. Cook lofts it downfield. Great coverage by Griner along the far side. And the ball is incomplete.
And there again, Crawford's right in his face and gives, Cook gets a shot. He's kind of taken a beating back there defensively. The linebackers and defensive line have gotten in his face and taken a couple, made some big hits on him, and he's definitely felt it. So it looks like they are going to come out and take a timeout here and think about this, whether it's a punting situation or if they're going to go for it fourth down and two.
Yeah, timeout, I believe timeout taken by the Regals here. Folks, this isn't the only game we're streaming live, but it's the only one that we care about. However, KIIC also streams other games. Our game streaming includes other games, several other games around our digital and computer device. We stream Albia, Sheraton, Eddyville, Wayne of Corden, Davis County, North Mahaska, Pekin, and Indianola. Also, don't forget Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights can be... You tune in to KIIC Radio after the ball game from 10 to midnight to listen to the entire Friday Night Lights crew. Timeout taken by Regina. They're back on the field. They've talked things over. Cook and Dixon in the backfield. Here's, believes it's Adam in motion. Here's the option. Option out to Brinkman. Brinkman's got a big hole. He's got some running room. Finally brought down by Swearingen and Green at around the 25-yard line. So that will move the chains. First and 10. Big gainer there.
Yeah, the first time we've seen that look, with a little bit of the speed option out of the pistol formation, and they executed it rather well.
Two receivers near side. One to the far side. Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. Actually, I believe that's Adam in the backfield. It is. Hand off to Adam. Hit immediately by my man, Jeremiah Green.
Nothing at all. And Jeremiah does a nice job. And, he's not this very big guy like we talked about you, but he keeps his pad level low, and he wasn't escaping that one.
So that brings up 2nd and 11 for the Regals. Nothing going there. That was Adam in the backfield. Now looks like Brinkman's in the backfield. Three receivers now split over here to the near side. One to the far side. Set up. And here comes pressure from him. I believe that's Weber. Weber brings Cook down for a big loss. That's at least a 10-yard loss there, Micah. Great, great defensive play by the Cobras.
Yeah, just a little stunt from the outside, he does. They did a little twist with the linebacker and the defensive end. He came right off and he came free. Just beat that offensive tackle around the edge. So nice job by him. He's a third and long situation.
Third and 21. Cook in the shotgun. Three receivers there again. The near side, one far side. Cook lost this one deep. Good coverage by Greer, and it is broke up down around the goal line. So great defensive stand by the Cobras again. That's going to bring up a fourth and long situation for the Cobras. Man, I'll tell you, I haven't seen our defense play this hard all year long.
No, they are fired up and, playing with a lot of, intensity right now. And, that's a big part of high school football. If they can keep that up, it looks like they're going to go for this. Just where the ball is placed, it's either going to be a short punt or a long field goal, and it looks like they're going to go for it fourth and really long.
One of those situations where everybody needs to do their job. We need to get pressure on Cook. If we're able to do that, we should be okay. So it is fourth and 21 from the 35-yard line. Timeout, Regina.
Yeah, it was interesting there. They had kind of a four-receiver bunch set down here on the close side of the field, and we were kind of ready for it. We had four guys out there, and they were kind of caught off guard that we were ready for it. So, nice job by our coaching staff to have the guys in the right position and make them burn another timeout. With 48 seconds left, they didn't want to give the ball back to us either. So, it looks like they'll probably still go for it. But, our guys are doing a nice job playing defensive football right now.
They certainly are. That's right. 48 seconds to go. Before half, Sigourney Kyoto trails Iowa City Regina 3-0. So a well-played ball game on both sides of the ball for the Cobras here through the first half. They are definitely playing with some passion tonight. Well, everything we talked about at the start of the game, the keys to keep this one close, they've pretty much done it. Not a lot of miscues, not a lot of penalty markers on our team tonight, which is a big deal from what we've seen in the past. Here's Cook in the shotgun. Here comes a blitz. Striegel's got it. Finally brought down. Quarterback across the 50. Covers will take over. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Well, I'll tell you what. We pull one together here. Throw three or four running plays. And we're going to be threatening.
Great job by the defensive line. Guys are coming off the blocks and, just playing with great passion and fire right now. And, and Cook had nowhere to go. He couldn't even attempt that one. He got flushed so fast, it wasn't even funny.
Oh, Striegel came shooting through there like he was headed for the fire. And I'll tell you, he got Cook all nervous, and he slipped, and down goes Frazier. Let's go, Cobras. They're going to take over at the 48-yard line of the Regals, first and 10, 44 seconds to go before half. We can't afford any miscues back there in the backfield. Here's Griner with the ball. He's going to step up and pass it. He's got Weber from the Owen Mug. Pass. Oh, they're going to give it to him. As an interception. Down across the 15, and they're going to call it intercepted down around the 13-yard line by Regina. It was there.
Yeah, it was there. It looked like Weber was probably the intended receiver, and there was two Iowa City Regina players there also, and they all went up for it, and it's just unfortunate that the Iowa City Regina player came down with it. So,
yeah.
Interesting play call there with Colton. We've seen him do that a time or two this year, but... now, defensively, with 34 seconds left and as fast happy as they are, we got to take care of business.
Absolutely. When we called, you weren't with me at the West Branch game, but, we're in one of these situations where we kind of let our guard down. We can't. There's a four receiver set to the far side, one here to the near side. Here's Cook. Dumps one off, and he gets past our guy. Dumps that off to Hammond. Hammond's running down the sideline. Colton Griner's going to finally chase him down and out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that's just the unfortunate thing. They have that bunch receiver set up on the top side, and we're one-on-one down here on the close side of the field here, and he just made one tackle. One of our tacklers missed, and he's off to the races. So, but a great job by Colton to get on his horse and get down there as fast as he could to relieve the 6 points.
Here again, Cook, four receivers split over to the right. I don't want an incomplete. Thing is, we're not getting a lot of seconds to click off the clock. 17 seconds to go. Regals have it. Second and goal from the 9-yard line.
Nice job by Shane Swearingen there on defense to knock that ball away. There's no chance of that. He had that hand right out in front and did a nice job. So
they're standing with four receivers split on the far side, one here to the near side. Cook in the shotgun, empty backfield. He lost that one up. And it is caught for a touchdown. Just what we didn't need to have happen. With 12 seconds to go, this is deja vu all over again with West Branch. One of those quick hitters right there before half. Kind of unfortunate for the Cobras.
Yeah, it's frustrating because we played so well defensively, in the first half to give up that one big play. And we need to, defensively, we need to trying to shore some things up, and maybe on that bunch formation.
Adam on the kick, attempt the PAT. Kick is up. Kick is good. So, with 12 seconds to go here before half, Regina takes a 10-0 lead over the Cobras. This game is much closer than what that score reads.
Yeah, well, now the biggest thing is, we played with so much passion and enthusiasm in the first half here. We need to be able to keep that up and not get our heads down after we give up that cheap 7 points. Everybody hear that before half. The guys need to keep running with some fire and intensity. They've shown tonight that they can stick with these guys. So.
Absolutely. Other than that one big play, it has been a back and forth battle. So the Eagles will tee it up on the 40-yard line. We got Colton Griner back deep. Stands at his goal line. It would be nice if he'd come up just a little bit short and give Colton an opportunity to at least try to return this thing. But this kid's got a Adam kid's got a pretty good leg on him. Colton is actually going to be able to return this one. Come on, Colton, go. Don't be looking at the line. Good. He's got the corner. He's dancing. He's finally knocked out at around the 20. They're going to mark it around the 27-yard line, it looks to me. First and 10, Cobras, 28, they're going to call it. I wouldn't mess around with any passing. I believe I'd just pound right at him. How about you?
Yeah, I think I agree. At this point, we took our big shot there, and it kind of cost us. So, hopefully let's just get into halftime and regroup and, keep the guys motivated and fired up and come out there in the third quarter.
Absolutely. 4 seconds to go. We got time to run one play. So here come the Cobras. Lyle back in at spin back. Looks like Griner in there. Timeout Cobras. Not sure what we can talk about here with 4.4 seconds to go before half, but they wanted to take a timeout. Maybe something didn't look right to coach.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if it was just a personnel thing or if there was some confusion about the play call or what was going on there, but we got the time off to use and might as well not leave up anything up to chance at this point.
Absolutely. Our cheerleader squad has gotten quite slim. We're down to two of them out there right now. Everybody must be in the band getting ready for halftime. So the Eagles trot back onto the field. Cobra's back out there as well, huddled up, ready to call one last play here before halftime. Cobra's set. Here's Colton Griner with the direct snap around the left side. He's moving forward. It was close. He moved it across the 35 and 40. And finally brought down around the 42-yard line. That brings the first half to a close with Iowa City Regina leading Sigrid-Ikeda 10-0. But as I said, this score is much closer than what the scoreboard's telling us. One play gives them that big, we throw that interception. It's exactly what we saw at West Branch about 3-4 weeks ago. If that close to halftime, we need to learn that we need to take care and be a little more conservative in order to not allow those types of situations to come into play.
Yeah, no doubt, I think. And, I think after the big, fourth down stand where we sat with Cook, the quarterback from Regina, we wanted to go for the big hit right after that big play and try to capture the momentum. And it kind of became a bad situation, gone worse, with them being able to go in that bunch formation and making some nice pass plays. So hopefully defensively, these guys, we're definitely not out of this football game. We've moved the ball pretty well when we've got the chance and not to have the little penalties to shoot ourselves in the foot. So, but the guys are doing a nice job, so hopefully they keep it up.
They are. It was up. It was probably one of the finest halves of defense that I've seen out of the Cobras all season long. Very, very well thought out game plan from a defensive side of the ball. We now need to get our offense. They've been somewhat anemic here in the first half. We haven't been able to put up, other than that first play from scrimmage where Lyle took it for 20-25 yards. We haven't seen a whole lot of movement on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and then Simmons, he's run the ball well, at times, but those guys, they need to, we haven't been able to put, consistent drives together yet. So, hopefully we can get some things figured out here in the second half. and run the ball, a little more effectively, control that clock. But as far as keys to the game, we're playing great defense. We're controlling the clock as much as we can, and field position's been our way most of the night. So,
got some quick stats here to run through on the SK side. Rushing through the first half, Luke Lyle, one carry for 19 yards. Nate Sarin, seven rushes for 19 yards. Peyton Crawford in there rushes the one time, picks up 3 yards. Cole Strigel in there, one carry tonight, unable to pick up any yards. And Colton Griner, three carries for 14 yards. Blaine Greder carries one time for negative yardage. So we got 14 rushes for 54 total yards first half. That says a little something about what's going on from Regina defensive side of the ball. They are a pretty formidable opponent tonight.
I think defensively they're doing a nice job. Just not giving up a big play. I mean, at times he's been able to break 6-7 yarders, but just nothing big yet. And then we haven't been able to free up Griner on the outside yet either. So,
yeah, for Iowa City Regina, we got Dixon, who's been kind of their main guy tonight, carrying the load on the ground. He's got 9 rushes for 55 yards, and we've got Brinkman, who's carrying twice for 14 yards. And other than that, that's pretty much the extent of it. They got 33 yards of total rushing offense. Not a whole lot, but on the passing side, it looks like they have been able to rack up about 135 yards, and a lot of that came in that one large pass play right here with 16 seconds to go. So, SK defense has done what they needed to do tonight in keeping them in check. So.
Yeah, and you talk about giving up a 79-yard pass, then all of a sudden, 10 completions for, 70 yards isn't that bad. So defensively, I think we're playing a well ball game. We're doing a great job getting some pressure off the edge, and defensive line is getting a nice push-up front. And the linebackers are cleaning everything up. So, just offensively, we need to, attack our keys and just be able to put a little more of a consistent drive together.
Absolutely. And we talked early on at the start of the broadcast that we needed to take care of those mistakes. Penalty markers have been kind of our Achilles heel, so to speak, big part of the year. And it does look, other than that pass interference and maybe one legal motion, we pretty much executed very well from both sides of the ball, as a team. So pretty happy with what we've had. We get the speed on some of the scores around the area. Eddyville, Blakesburg obviously taking on Albia tonight, kind of a non-district game for Eddyville, who sits here in our district. They are trailing Albia in the second quarter, 13-0. Fairfield playing Sheraton tonight in another non-district game. Sheraton leads that one, 14-0. HLV Victor taking on Wayne of Corden tonight. HLV trailing Wayne, 14-0. CMB Baxter leads Davis County in the first quarter, 14-7. North Mahaska leading Southeast Warren in the second quarter, 26-6. BGM Brooklyn and Pekin Packwood in the second quarter. This is a big game. Both those guys undefeated in that Class A district. Brooklyn BGM leading that one, 14-7. And now, obviously, our score here: Iowa City Regina leading our Cobras, Sigourney Kia Cobras, 10-0. Bondurant Farrar and PCM in a close one, 6-0. So, Mike, a lot of close scores, a lot of good games going on out there tonight. A lot of them very, very close.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll be interesting to see, just how this district all shakes out. We're playing Regina off a puff tonight, and we've had some close games throughout the year, and a couple surprise teams that we didn't quite expect to be, as good as what they were, at the start of the year. And, it's just kind of been a tale of two teams for us this year. So, So hopefully you guys can finish on a high note here tonight. We can give, third and fourth quarter of, highly intense football like we've seen in the first half.
Absolutely. Some other scores to pass on to you. As I said, Bondurant trails PCM 6-0 in the first quarter. South Tama and Grinnell scoreless in the first quarter. Linville Sully, kind of a shocker here. Linville Sully leading Montezuma at halftime 14-0. Mount Air up on Pella Christian at halftime 14-7. Clark of Osceola and I-35 Trujillo scoreless in the first quarter. Washington, Iowa, just down the road from us here, leads Centerville in the first quarter 7-3. Pleasantville leads English Valley in the first quarter. Ooh, kind of a romp and stomp there, 41-0. Van Buren's got the train rolling down in Van Buren County. Van Buren and Keosauqua leads Danville 24-8. L&M and Mediapolis scoreless in the first quarter. Williamsburg, Mount Pleasant scoreless in the first quarter. Cardinal, Belton, 0, West Branch, 35, that in the second quarter. Meskwaki and Melcher Dallas leads that one 14-0 in the second quarter. Mid Prairie taking on West Liberty tonight in the first quarter. That game is scoreless. Oskaloosa and Knoxville scoreless in the first quarter. Indianola leads Des Moines Lincoln 14-0 at halftime. Ottumwa trailing Des Moines Hoover 14-7, that in the first quarter. And Winterset up against Pella. Pella leads that one. Pella highly rated there in Class 3A. They lead that one 14-0. Norwalk 9, Carlisle 0, that in the first quarter. And our final score to pass on to you, Twin Cedars and Tri-County in 8-man football in the first quarter, that one scoreless as well. So that brings you up to speed on what we've got for scores to pass on to our listeners here tonight. Well, we got 5:53 left here in halftime, Micah. It's been kind of a quick year. Here we are in game 9, and, postseason for the Cobras is probably going to be, it's going to take a miracle for us to be able to get any postseason play, but the 9 weeks sure have flown by.
Yeah, they definitely have, Amos, and, unfortunately, I wasn't able to call all the games with you this year, but it's surely been an honor and privilege of mine to, get to watch a good high school football game and the thing that I love on cool blitz for Friday night, so it can't get much better than that.
You know what I love about watching a good high school football game on a cool, brisk Friday night is being right up here in the press box out of the elements. Man, this is awesome.
No joke.
We've seen these kids fight through some adversity. We've seen them come away with some really nice wins this year. Really, really been enjoyable to watch these kids all season long. So hopefully, we can come out on the winning end here. We got another half to play, and we got to work it out for us. But we will be receiving here to start the second half, and hopefully we can make enough adjustments offensively that we're able to get some of our running game moving and then control more of that clock.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just like we talked before. Where our bread and butter is to, ground and pound in that finger wing. And, so if we can control the clock and keep it out of Cook's hands on the other side of the ball, that definitely would be beneficial. And then just playing hard-nosed, fired-up defensive football on the other side. And that was the concern of mine during the Eddieville-Blakesburg game. Just the fact that we seem so flat at times, and they're playing with some passion, and they're fired up tonight.
Well, Eddieville came away with the win last week against West Branch, and taking on Albion tonight, a fairly highly ranked team in Class 2A. They're down obviously 13-0, but Eddieville, no fluke. They showed that to us last week when they come away with the 18-14 win over West Branch. But still, I think as you look back on the season, that's probably one of our flatter games of the year. We just didn't look maybe as sharp as we had in past games, and certainly not as sharp as we did last week, and as sharp as we do this week, on specifically on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and that has to stop to the coaching staff also tonight. It seems like, you know, defensively we're playing good football, but the coach is having the right, you know, the right positions to succeed. And, you know, that's always the big thing defensively. Let's put those guys in the right positions and let them make plays. And, you know, everybody's doing their job up to this point. So hopefully we can shore some things up offensively and come out and play with some fire intensity in the second half and show these Regals what we're all about.
Absolutely. I want to take this opportunity to share a few more comments with our listeners. If you are a Hawkeye or a Cyclone fan, don't forget to tune in to 106.9 FM. That is Southern Iowa's home away voice for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold take on Northwestern. So the Wildcats are coming to town in Iowa City, Iowa. But ought to be a pretty good ball game, you know. Broadcast time starts always 2 hours before kickoff. So be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM. Following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Lights crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show, live from 10 to midnight, following this broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. That's Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. Obviously, there won't be any games next Friday night. We're going to be moving into the playoff section of the schedule. It'll be interesting to see how all of those pairings stack up once all these games are complete tonight, Micah. Always an exciting night to wait around and see what those matchups are going to be like.
Yeah, no doubt, and I can you know, I can confess to that. I remember waiting up on a couple high school football teams, you know, when I was in high school, and just waiting for you know, almost to midnight sometimes on Friday night to see who you're going to play next week in that that first round playoff game. So it's exciting for the kids, and it's a fun thing about high school football.
It certainly is. Well, we're up here in the booth. We got Ed Conrad with us. He hasn't even offered me any cheese and crackers or anything tonight. And we sit. We're over here with malnutrition. How the bologna still has the skin on it. So we're going to have to hire somebody to do that for us as well, Micah. But I can tell you, it sure is nice and comfy here in the press box. Looks like the Regals are making their way back out. The clock shows zero, so we are about to start the second half. The Regals have come out onto the field, and the Cobras are just now taking the field. So we are just moments away from starting the second half of this one. Micah has taken a few seconds off to eat a little bologna and cheese and crackers, and I'll try to keep you guys entertained until we get this one in the air. As I said, the Cobras kicked off to Regina to start this game, so obviously Regina will be kicking to the Cobras, and the Cobras will be starting on offense to get the second half underway. Looks like they put another 3 minutes on the clock, so we're about 3 minutes away from getting this one going. I'm sorry to get your hopes up, folks. Phone's been a little quiet. If you're out there tuned in listening to Micah and I, don't hesitate to give us a call or send us a text. We will certainly give a shout-out to anyone that's out there listening to us. We got a few texts coming in. Fairly nice crowd here tonight. Not as large as we've seen in the past, but the weather sometimes can deter it. And they have the pleasure of listening to you and I, Micah. They probably figure, you know, I'll sit in the comfort of my home and let Amos and Micah bring me the action.
No doubt. So hopefully it looks like the guys are getting stressed out here and we're getting ready to go to the second half.
Yes, indeed. I do want to say thanks to all our listeners. Some of you may have tuned in every week. Some of you just periodically. But we do thank thank you. Hopefully we've done a well enough job of painting a picture of the action each and every week the Cobras take the field. You know, we've had a few people from out of state that have tuned in to listen to their alma mater play football on a weekly basis. And we've had grandparents, we've had interested local community people tuning in on a weekly basis to listen to us. And, you know, if you happen to see Micah or I on the street, let us know, because we certainly would like to pass on the comments to Joe Millage down there in Albia, Iowa. A little bit of downtime here right now, folks. I'm trying to answer a few text messages as we get ready to start this second half. Cheerleaders are regrouping. We got a full cast now. Apparently some of them had to go out and perform dance team, and a couple of them were in the band. And that's what we have to do here at these small schools. We've got to get everybody involved in everything in order to make it work. And that's what we do at Kira, and that's what we do in Sydney. So it's nice to see all these kids as involved as they are. The ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. Adam set to kick it off. Griner back deep. Griner standing in the north end zone awaiting the kick. And Adam set to kick off. Music is shut down, and we're ready to get the second half started, Micah. Here's the kick, deep kick. Griner's going to take this one. Griner takes this one at the goal line, moves forward across the 15 and brought down around the 18-yard line. Cobras will start first and 10 from that spot. Not an awful lot of running room there for Colton on that.
Another deep kick right down. He takes it right by the goal line. It almost looks back to see if he's in the end zone. I'm not quite sure he's had a ball kicked in that deep all year. So, here we go on offense. Looks like we're back in a single wing formation.
Yep, here's Griner in motion. Keeper, straight away at the keeper at the middle. They try to strip the ball. He picks up about 10. They're going to move the chains. That is. He's up across the 25 and ends up at about the 30-yard line. That will move the chains first and 10.
Yeah, great design play. It's just that little spin back keeper up the middle. Nice hole. I think Jeremiah Green there on the pole kicked back on the defensive tackle. And it's a nice little quicker killer for about 12. So,
Mike and I have went from a sitting position to a standing position. And I'm somewhat superstitious, so if things don't start going well, we'll sit again. But here's, this time, the ball carrier is Peyton Crawford. Peyton's around the left side, picks it up maybe one, possibly two. That will bring up second down for the Cobras.
Yeah, and that's somewhere where we haven't seen tonight not a lot of room to run on the outside. We've attempted to run the ball around there a couple times, and there just hasn't been a lot there, so most of the yards have come straight up the middle on the running play that we've had some good fortune on.
So that brings up second and 8 from the 32-yard line for the Cobras. I believe we've got Lyle back in there at spin back, but the handoff here is Strudel. Strudel, nice hard running. Crawford the ball carrier. They look very similar running style, but that was Crawford. Nice game. Brings up third and about a yard.
Yeah, and he did a nice job. He just followed, straight up right up the middle and, picked up a nice, yardage of about 7. So he's done that. We didn't see him run the ball a lot earlier in the year when he had that little knee injury, but he's doing a nice job here tonight.
Absolutely. I think we need to continue to mix it up a little bit between those four backs that we run quite a bit. I don't know, a little trickery there. We had Strigel jump in the air and Crawford look backwards, and I think the snap went to Lyle, our spin back, and nothing going. I mean, that was, we're still sitting there at a fourth and about a long yard for a first down. We're going to go for it, it sure appears. Ball sits on the 39-yard line, fourth and one for the Cobras. We need a yard here somehow, some way. Come on, Cobras. 9:28 to go in the third quarter. Lyle up under center. Here's a direct snap. I believe that's to Crawford this time, and he certainly should have enough for the first down. All depends on the spot they're going to move the chains. So nice hard run by Pete and Crawford to give the Cobras a first down. They're going to mark the ball right around the 41-yard line of the Cobras.
It looks like Crawford is going to come out on that play, and we're going to get back to see Nate Sand on the ball.
Nice that we can switch those backs in and out. Keep them fresh. Here's Griner in motion. A little bit of confusion. Looks like our offensive line had a little bit of a struggle moving their defensive line forward, and it kind of bottled things up there for Luke, and Luke wasn't able to really find much of an opening. So,
yeah, and Definitely, offensive line needs to do a good job of sustaining those blocks. Their defensive line is, quite a bit bigger than ours, and, we may be as strong and just as quick. So, hopefully, we can shore some things up in a second and 10 situation.
Yep, second and 10. Here's a handoff to Nate Sarin. Nate, around the left side. He's got some running room. He's got more than enough for the first down. Pick up about 12, call it 13. That will move the chains. No penalty marker, so it will be a first down for the Cobras. Nice hard running there by Nate. Probably the biggest, longest run Nate's been able to knock off here tonight.
Yeah, and there again, he comes around that outside, and he's got both points of that ball covered, and he's steaming upfield, north and south. So, But nice job there by Nate again.
Just kind of text in from another out-of-stater. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to you. Don't know who you are. You might want to identify yourself, but thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you listening to us. Here's, I believe
Crawford.
That was Crawford. Crawford comes around the right side. Good positive yardage there. Good hard running. Picks up about three. Call it four. It will bring up second and six for the Cobras from the 43-yard line of Regina. Good drive going right here. We just need to continue to put positive yardage on the field each and every down. Direct snap to Crawford this time. Moves forward again. Positive yardage, but not much going. Picks up about two. That will bring up third down and about four for the Cobras.
Yeah, definitely a manageable situation, though, Amos. Third and four is definitely easier to call a play than, third and eight, third and nine. So, doing a nice job. We're controlling the clock. We're running the ball. Some effectiveness right now. So, hopefully, the guys can kind of keep it up.
That's right. 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Regina leading 10-0. Cobras moving the ball very, very well, however. We got a third and two situation. Timeout taken by the Cobras. So with that timeout, gives me an opportunity here on the last evening of broadcasting to recognize some of our sponsors, American Cleaning. American Cleaning is your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, from flood, or a backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. That's 641-660-8358. Also, Medicap Pharmacy. The Medicap pharmacist is knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The Medicap staff knows me, and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's the Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. By Oski Dental. Oski Dental, your one-stop dental shop. Why go to numerous dental offices for different procedures when you can have them done at one office? Dr. Schuster and his team know your time is valuable, so we do our best to perform all procedures in-house instead of sending you out of town. Call Dr. Schuster at 641-673-4845 to set up an appointment. Cobra is back on the field after talking that one over. A third and two situation for the Cobras. Griner in motion. Here's Striegel up the middle, I believe.
And looks to me like he's got enough.
I believe they're going to mark that at about the 35-yard line, which will be enough for them to move the chains. So a nice sustained drive put together here, Micah, moving the ball very, very effectively.
And this is about as deep in Regal territory as what we've been all night. So hopefully, first and 10 here, hopefully the guys can keep putting drive together and then get this one punched in.
Absolutely. Cobra's moving up to the ball. Griner split out this time, split out to the right side. We got Lyle in the backfield, direct snap. Here's a pitch to Griner. Griner goes around. Oh, my goodness, I believe that was probably a clip. Not a whole lot going there. Probably a loss of about two on that play, but I did see a block in the back, so I got a feeling there's going to be a few yards tacked onto that one, and that's going to bring up a first and long situation. You know, one of those calls that you try to break something loose and it ends up kind of backfiring on the Cobras a little bit. So I think they'll mark off, that's going to be a 15-yard infraction. So that's going to bring it back across the 50. And they'll mark it at about the 48-yard line. So we're going to have first down and long for the Cobras after a really, really nice sustained drive, something like that.
Yeah, really unfortunate, Amos, and hopefully the guys can keep their pick their heads up, but we're going to have to come up with a couple big plays now just to get a first down. So
Lyle still in there. Here's Crawford back to pass. He's got Griner open. Downfield, Griner corrals it. He's down the sideline and finally brought out of bounds and around the 30-yard line. So that's going to bring up about second and five. So a wonderful play. One of the better plays we've seen all night.
Yeah,
Griner wanted that more.
Yeah, and definitely, he did a great job of keeping his, I don't know how he stayed in bounds there, but he was tiptoeing down the sideline and, did a nice job to pick up about another 8 yards there also.
Absolutely. That was a big play. They got him back to a manageable situation because it was first and extremely long. Now we are sitting here at about second and five from the 30-yard line. Come on, Cobras, let's go. Let's move this puppy forward. Here's Griner. Griner moves across the left side up very close to the 25-yard line. That's going to be dangerously close to a first down. They just mark it just short. That'll bring up third and short for the Cobras. Not a lot of trickery. We don't need a lot of fancy stuff. We just need something moving forward here, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. Just need a good push by the offensive line. We're about 6 inches short the way it looks.
I call this Crawford territory right here. Crawford or Streeter, one of those two big backs, need to just get their mojo moving straight forward. Looks like Lyle. Oh, and my goodness, I believe he may have fumbled that ball. We'll see if they call him down. They do call it a fumble, and Regina comes up with it.
Just an unfortunate situation there, Amos. We're driving the ball down in their territory deep, and looks like he just got stripped away.
Yep.
A little quarterback sneak.
You know, when we're that manageable, I'd probably consider putting it in the hands of one of those big stout backs we've got, but Coach thought differently there. We got four receivers split over here to the near side, one to the far side. Cook, back to pass, lofts it downfield, and Crawford's right there to break it up. Awesome play by Crawford down the middle of the field to break up that pass play. Well thrown. Cook is a very experienced passer and does a great job hitting his target, but we have just done a remarkable job of pass coverage tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And hats off to their receivers running great routes, but our defensive backs are right in the right position. So Looks like there's still a mismatch formation for receivers down here to the close side of the field.
That seems to be the set that they went with and feel that they can get the most momentum. And here's a toss out to Phillips across the middle of the field. And he's brought down, but not before he picks up enough to pick up the first down. So first and 10 for the Eagles from the 37-yard line. Come on, Cobras, rise up. Let's go. We need to somehow force a turnover here, just as Regina did with us a few minutes ago. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Regina leading 10-0. Here's Cooper with pressure on Cook and Buck down in the back. Loss of about 15 on that play. I'll tell you, Peyton came rushing in from his end position, and he put Cook on his back.
Yeah, and Crawford and also I think Tucker Fowler, they're just doing a nice job kind of tag-teaming up and finishing that play off. But the defensive line is doing a good job getting a push, and, you know, we're sending Crawford about every other play. I don't know if he's flying the quarterback or if it's just an automatic blitz there, but, you know, he's doing a heck of a nice job getting some pressure on him.
We're going to call it second and 21 from the 25-yard line for Regina. Four receivers, this similar set we've seen. Four split here to the near side and one out to the far side. Here's Cook back in that shotgun, back to pass. He lost it downfield, caught back at about the original line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third and 10 for the Eagles.
Nice job, I think. I believe that's Colton Griner up there on the far side of the field. He's on one-on-one coverage with the bunch formation being up here. He's in man-to-man coverage up there, kind of on island all by himself, and he's doing a heck of a nice job right now.
Got Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. Three receivers here on the near side, one to the far side. Here's a little pass, but swept quickly by Swearingen, and he came in there. He read that immediately. I could see him coming.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it was one of those things that they knew it was coming with that three receiver set, with a wide receiver stream, and they did a nice job, and they're going to force a punting situation.
Awesome play there. Loss of three brings up fourth and 13 for the Eagles. 1:39 to go here in the third quarter. Iowa City, Regina leading 10-0. Regina back to punt, back deep to receive. Colton Griner stands on about his 25-yard line. That is Adam who kicks it. Excuse me. That is Adam who kicks it. Griner picks it up just to save some yards. Down at about the 20-yard line. So the Cobras will take over. First and 10. And we need to put another good, sustained rushing drive together like we did last possession.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be another big task for the Cobras here, but we need to be able to sustain and control this clock and be able to run the football with some authority here again, like we did last drive. Just came up a little bit short, but definitely a big task that I hope the guys are up to at this point.
We are up to the ball. Regina hustles onto the field in defense. Cobra's up to the ball. Regina still running onto the field. And it was timeout taken by Regina. They were definitely not set. They were over there on their sidelines, and they, that's kind of uncustomary of those guys. You know, you would think that, as well-coached as we talk them being, that's a little uncustomary of the Regina team.
Yeah, I don't know if they were just talking about something there coming out of, the possession change, but we were right up on the ball and we were ready to go, and it forces them to take a timeout.
Absolutely. Hey, we got Brent Seabee listening in to us down there in Kansas City, Missouri again tonight, a Sigourney alum. Brent, glad to hear that you are listening in. We're getting your text messages. Defense, clap, clap, defense, clap, clap, defense. Hey, I hope you weren't listening to the cheerleaders so much back in your day. That sounds like one of the cheers that they perform out here in front of us at Sigourney High School football field. Anyway, it's been a great one. 1:17 to go here in the third quarter. Regina leading 10-0. Cobras have the ball, first and 10, down on the 20-yard line, getting ready to mount another drive. Cobras come out, single wing, offense. I believe they still have Lyle in at that spin back position. Here's a run around the right side. You can't tell who the ball carrier was.
I believe Nate Sharon carried the ball there.
It was, in fact, Nate Sharon. Moves it forward for maybe half a yard. Not much more than that. Brings up second. And let's call it 10. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So this has been one fast quarter. Come on, Cobras. Let's mount a drive. Put something together. Cobras back up to the ball. Here's Kreiner in motion. We move it forward. I believe, again, the give was to sit. I apologize, folks. That time, the ball carrier was Striegel. Picks up about two. That will bring up third and eight. But that will more than likely bring this quarter to an end. Probably not going to see another play before the end of the third quarter. That will bring the third quarter to an end, folks. They're going to let time run out before they run another play. So at the end of three, Sigourney-Kidd and nothing, Iowa City, Regina, 10. We got one quarter of play to go, and these Cobras are fired up. They've played their hearts out all night. We got one more quarter. They need to mount a good drive, good strong drive, and put some points on the board. And if they do that, I could see the momentum switching very quickly, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're still playing fired up football, and, you know, their sideline and their fan base over there doesn't seem like they're too concerned, but they haven't been a little fired up tonight. But they haven't had a whole lot to be fired up about. We're playing great defense, and some kind of defensive struggle other than that one big play. So we're still waiting for our big play to happen, and hopefully we can bust one loose here.
They got the jump around song going on. I hope jumping around is still on, probably. My wife's out there in the stands. I can almost guarantee her when we get done with this one tonight, she's going to give me all kinds of attacks. How were you? Gosh, she's mighty warm. I do have my gloves on, but I probably don't need them up here in the booth.
This has been
an exciting one to call all night long. The Cobras have played their hearts out, and they got one quarter left, and they need to dig deep and see what they can come up with. It is third and nine from the 11, the start of the fourth quarter. Sigourney-Kidd are trailing 10 to nothing. Both teams trot back out on the field. And Sigourney-Kidd is going to be in that single wing set. Here's Griner moving downfield. The pass is out there. Griner comes up with it. I believe they're going to call it. They're going to call it incomplete. Very, very close. A lot of players sitting down there. I couldn't see if maybe it looked like he caught it, but he may have been out of bounds, and I couldn't see the out of bounds marker due to all the players congregated down there in front of us, Micah.
Yeah, and nicely executed play there. We just kind of ran out of a little bit of real estate, but hopefully now we got a punting situation, and defense can come up big again.
Like Nate Sharon on to do the punting duties again. Nice kick, got the kick away. Oh, and Phillips slips, and the ball goes across the 50. Great punt, finally down at around the 38-yard line, so Regina will take over on their own 38, first and 10, and if our defense can step up, as they have all night long, they're not out of this one yet. Cobra's got their defense back out there and set. On trots Cook, ready to direct that Regal offense. We've seen a lot of four receiver sets, but this time they come with two to the near side, one to the far side. Here's the handoff, I believe, to Dixon. Oh, and I believe probably a face mask. I saw a lot of flags come flying in. Maybe one of those troubles might have to slowed him down by grabbing his face mask.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's going to be a situation. And I bet you this is going to be a personal foul, 15 yards and a first down. So just unfortunate. He came through that hole really quick, and our linebackers were right there. But just going to be an unfortunate situation. It's going to back us up here a little bit, and I think it'll give him the ball just past 50-yard line.
It was, in fact, a 15-yarder, so that moves it across midfield down to around the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Eagles. Two receivers over here to the near side, one to the far side. Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. Cook back to pass. He's got a guy open. They call it incomplete. So that'll bring up second and 10.
Nice job by Shane Swearingen and Crawford over there on the defensive coverage. We were right there with both their guys, and then they put a pretty big hit into John Lewis, and actually it looks like the Regina player was actually slow to get up. So I think they're actually going to have an injury timeout here.
Not sure which Regina player that was out there on the receiving end. Cobras and Eagles both moving to their respective sidelines while this player gets number 80. Might be number 28. Pretty good impact player, Blakeman, for the Eagles. Like it might be a knee situation, possibly an ankle. He's kind of favoring the leg, so it's hard to say what happened. Was on the far side of the field. For us to really see much of anything as to what happened. We got three receivers now split over here to the near side, one to the far side. Cook in the shotgun, rolling to his right. He's got a receiver open in Dixon. Dixon gathers it in and moves across the 40 and finally brought down and around the 35-yard line. Colton Griner in on the tackle there.
Yeah, nice job by Ben Horace coming over from on his free safety spot there to be over the top. But unfortunately, it is going to be a first down.
So first and 10, they move the markers. Regina hasn't huddled all night. They're in one of them college-type situations. They run a fairly fast-paced offense. Here's Cook rolling to his left, looking downfield. Got a guy open in Brown across the middle, still on his feet, and finally brought down around the 17-yard line. That'll bring up another first down. So the Eagles putting a nice drive together here in the fourth quarter. 11:13 to go in the ball game. Regina leads 10-0. Wasting no time, three receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Cook in the gun along with Dixon in the backfield. Hand off to Dixon this time. He's got some running room up the middle, and finally brought down just as he crosses over the 10. They're going to mark him down at around the 7-yard line.
Yeah, right now it kind of just seems like our defensive line's kind of getting kicked. Their offensive line's kind of taking control here the last few plays and giving some room to run the ball right up the middle. But defensively, SK just needs to be able to get up off the ball here and get things moving forward.
This time they've got the power to the far side with two receivers over on the far side, one to the near side. Cook being pressured. He's got a guy open down in the corner of the end zone, but it's a matter of whether he stayed in, and he did not. He was out of the end zone. He did gather that pass in, but he backed out and was not in the end zone. He was out of the marker, so good break for the Cobras there because he was wide open.
Yeah, and we unfortunately blitzed a couple linebackers and because of that, I think it kind of left us open for the wide receiver up in the end zone. But
Cook back, three receivers far side, one to the near side. Here's Cook, hand off this time to Dixon, but met immediately. It's not going to work twice, boys. Met immediately there by a host of Cobras. Crawford, and I believe, was that Jeremiah Green?
I believe so.
In there, making that initial stop. Crawford comes in and finishes it off. So that'll bring up 3rd and 7, 10:05 to go in this ball game. Iowa City, Regina, 10, Sigourney, Chiara, nothing. Cook in the shotgun along with Dixon in the backfield. Here's Cook with a pitch. No, that is not Dixon, it's Brinkman. And they run a little option pass, and Brinkman runs that one in for the score. So with 9:48 to go, that takes Iowa City, Regina up to 16, Sigourney, Chiara, nothing.
Yeah, same kind of play we've seen earlier. They spread them all out and run that little speed option there to the far side, and just unfortunate. Defensively, we're just not quite ready for that play. And he kind of squirts into the end zone, but on big third down.
Adam on to attempt the PAT. He's pretty much golden, and he is again. So 9:48 to go. Iowa City, Regina up on Sigourney, Chiara, 17-0. Just kind of a nice drive they put together there after that fumble. You know, it's unfortunate. We sit there at 3rd and short, and that's one of those situations where you got to use one of those large backs we've got in Strader or Crawford to move forward and get you the yards you need, and we end up going with our spin back, and unfortunately, they strip the ball and turn it into 7 points. So, you know, I guess
it's unfortunate.
It's a very unfortunate situation here for the kids. But you know what? Let's regroup here. I guarantee you, Iowa City, Regina knows they are in a battle. Probably hasn't been in a situation like this all that often in the last 52 games. You know, they're riding about a 50-51 game win streak. So, you know, leading 10-0 at halftime, and a big part of that being as a result of one big play with about 30 seconds to go, they can't feel too confident about themselves, that's for sure. Sigourney Chiara back deep to receive is Granger, but taken by Crawford at about the 20. Crawford moves forward across the 25 and finally brought down around the 30-yard line. Short kick that time. Don't know what their philosophy was.
It almost kind of looked like a high pooch type kick. You wanted it to be returned this time, so it gives us a little better field position than we've had the last couple times he's kicked, at least.
Absolutely. It looks like Kirkov has checked into the game. Lyle coming in at that spin back position. Cubs take over 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Lyle in at spin back. There's Lyle with a quick one, quick hitter out to the right side. I believe to Colton Griner, not much going, probably a loss of about a yard or two. That'll bring up 2nd and 12 from the 28-yard line. Unfortunate there. Just need to probably keep pounding it at them if our line's up to the task and break some holes and bust some large runs. We need to kind of stick with the running game and see if we can put something together. Here's Lyle. He spins back, tosses it downfield for Kirkov, but overthrows Kirkov. That will bring up 3rd and 12 from the 28 for the Cobras.
Yeah, just unfortunate, you just kind of overthrew him. Looks like, I believe, here, Lyle's going to come off the field. He might have got dinged a little bit, so we're going to get better come back for this 3rd and 12 for
us. Really been likely a passing situation for the Cobras. I believe this is Weber coming to the near side. Split out. Greger in at that spin back position. Direct snap to Griner. Griner around the right side, but not immediately before any gain. That will bring up 4th down and 11 for the Cobras. So certainly a punting situation for the Cobras here. Not a whole lot of movement there, Mike. It seems to be getting a little tougher as the night goes by.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, let's give some credit to, you know, Iowa City, Regina's defense. They're doing a nice job. And they've kind of got, I think, most of our core plays sniffed out at this point. So,
nice punt here by Nate Finn. It's going to go down to around the 25-yard line, picked up there by number four, Phillips, but brought down immediately by, I believe, Derek Bird and Colton Greiner. Couple seniors down there on the coverage, so, you know, pretty darn good punt there. It's going to pin them back there right around the 22-yard line, so they got a ways to go to put any points on the board. 8-12 to go in the ball game. Iowa City, Regina lead, Saturday, Kiana, 17-0. But, folks, if you're just tuning in, this one's been a lot tighter than what the score shows. Three receivers now split to the far side. Dixon in the backfield. Cook in the gun. Dixon with Cook with the handoff to Dixon. Moves forward for a pickup of about five. We'll bring up second down and five from the 25-yard line.
Yeah, looks like Crawford and Jeremiah Green there getting in on the tackle. So those linebackers are doing a nice job. Defensive line got a good push there. You know, just to catching to about a third, 3-yard gain.
Absolutely. Second, we'll call it six. Where they got it spotted. Cook in the shotgun. He's back to pass again. He's got a receiver open in number 88 Rosso, across the middle. And brought down with a lot of force. Striggle in on that. Man, he put him on his back.
That kid, he's
hurting.
Yeah, he looked like he did the old double leg takedown and put him on his back. So,
that wouldn't surprise me because Cole's a pretty accredited wrestler as well as a pretty darn good football player. And he made sure that kid paid for making that reception. No doubt about it.
Now, there's a lot of fight in these Cobras yet. No doubt about it. 7:15 to go in the ball game. Regina leads 17-0.
Third and one for Regina from the 30-yard line. Come on, Cobras, let's go. Let's hold them.
Big third down here for the Cobras. Hopefully, defense line needs to get a good push. You can only assume we're probably going to see a run at the middle or some sort of short pass.
Absolutely. Cook still in that shotgun. They run that option play that they've been so successful at all night long. And it runs out through a little extracurricular by one of those Regina Catholics. Kind of throwing a little hand in the face of one of the Cobras.
Yeah, they're getting a little chippy. I think definitely, I don't know if those words were exchanged, but just been a hard-nosed football game.
Absolutely. Well, that was Brinkman, the kid that got a little fired up. Here come the Cobras. They're coming after him. Cook with a quick toss out to Phillips on the far side. Pick up of about three. We'll bring up second and seven. 6:20 to go in this one. 17-0 Regina leads Saturday Kiana. But our defense, they have not let down. They are still playing with as much intensity right now as they were at the start of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more.
Dixon in the backfield along with Cook. Whistle down on the field. We wait to see what this one's about. Looks like it might have been an equipment situation. So one of the Regina players trots off the field. They bring a substitution in, and we're set again. Clock is running. Cook in the backfield along with Dixon. Three receivers set to the near side. There's a handoff to Dixon up the middle. Dixon still on his feet, and boom, met immediately that time by Ben Horace. Horace made him pay.
Yeah, he definitely did. He came up from that free safety spot, and you know, we've talked about it all night. We haven't missed any tackles. We've been Our tide level has been extremely low, and if anything, they've been driven back after after contact. So,
boys from Virginia are going to play a football game when they wake up tomorrow morning because our shoulders are hitting hard.
They sure are.
They are not. There's no give up in these kids, and that's a great thing. Here's Cook. Three receivers set here to the near side. Cook with the quarterback keeper up the middle, but brought down immediately. It was kind of a quarterback keeper all the way. There was no looking around. He did, I believe, pick up enough for a first down. But I believe that was Streetland on that tackle again.
Yes, yeah, I believe so. And, you know, that kid played a whale of a game defensively from his middle linebacker spot.
Absolutely. We got him coming back next year, so that's good. Him and Crawford, and we're going to miss a lot of these seniors. But, nice pass play to Cook. To Dixon out of the backfield, across the middle, pickup of about 12, so that will move the chains. Putting together a pretty nice drive here are the Regina Regals.
And there again, Ben Horace from the free safety spot comes up and makes another big hit. And, you know, he's having a heck of a football game there, too, from that free safety spot just on the pass coverage tonight. And
absolutely. 4:42 to go in this ball game. Cook in the shotgun. Here's Cook, back to pass. He's got a guy open in Phillips, but then wrapped up. Oh, he skirts away from our defenders. He's a shifty ball. The ball is loose. Oh, and unfortunately, Regina comes up with it. Pops right into the hands of another Regina player. Brought down, finally called dead at around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, just an unfortunate situation there. Looked like Horace came over the top and stripped that ball out and just bounced right back into one of their players' hands. So, unfortunately, it gives them a first down and 10, and we're kind of backed up here now, but hopefully you guys get down and get tough here.
They need to get down and get tough. Here's a handoff to number 4, Phillips, and buried immediately by, I believe that was Bryce Brown, that was back there and put him on his back.
I think Crawford was there, too. Great big hit and collision in the backfield for about an 8-yard loss.
Tell you what, they are hitting tonight, I'll tell you. This is fun to watch. The defense has risen to the occasion here tonight to hold these Regals to 17 points. To this point in time, 3:36 to go in this ball game. Regina leads 17-0. Cook in the shotgun. Adam in the backfield with him. And they do whistle this one dead. There's a flag, penalty marker on the play. False start. So that's going to back them up even more. It was 2nd and 18 on the 22. That's going to put them back. It's going to be 2nd and 23. From the 27-yard line. Come on, Cobras. Two receivers split far side, two near side. Cook in the shotgun, back to pass. He's got a guy open, and the catch is made. Down very close to a first down. It's going to mark it about 4 yards, 3 to 4 yards short of the first down. Down around the 10, let's call it the 9-yard line.
It looks like Lyle comes up there a little gingerly again, and here Ben Horace comes back in from playing that free safety spot. So,
yeah, so here's Horace back in at that safety spot. Cook back to pass. He's got a guy across the middle. Nice play. Burt shooting in there to knock that one loose.
Great defensive play by Derek Berg. Out there in the flat, he swatted that thing away, and there was no chance. He was right there. He had just as big a chance with that ball as the receiver did. So great job. Forces now a fourth down situation. We'll see if they elect to kick the field goal here or if they're going to keep going forward and go for the first down.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one to find out exactly what they have elected to go for. They're going to split them four receivers out. I'd be extremely cautious over there to the far side. We've got one split out. That's more than likely where he's going to pick is down there on the far side, Micah. They've set this up numerous times where they bring four out on one side, throw back across where they got the single receiver set.
Yeah, you got to be pretty leery at this point, though. You're going to see a fade pattern or something to the corner of the end zone, and that's what they're trying to. But I don't think they... necessarily like their personnel. I think we've left Griner out there one-on-one with that guy, and I don't think they would quite like that matchup, so they called the timeout.
That's exactly what I think probably happened, is that they know we've got one of our better cover guys out there on that single receiver, so they're going to talk it over across the far side and try to come up with some type of play to try to get this one in the end zone. Come on, Cobras, let's hold them out. 4th and 5, 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go in this ball game. Sigourney Kyoto trails Iowa City Regina 17-0. Can't say enough about what this defense has done tonight. They have played a whale of a game. We're playing the number one team in Class 1A, and they haven't won 51 or 52 straight for just out of luck. They're a very good ball team, and we have risen to the challenge here tonight. You take one big play away right before halftime, and this is a 10-0 ball game rather than 17. Cook in the shotgun, 4th and 5. Here's Cook. Cook being pressured. And finally, come on, boys, finish it off, and they do. They stop the Regals. They will take over on downs at the 12-yard line with 2:41 to go in this ball game. Great defensive stop by the Cobras.
Yeah, just another, 4th down and 5 situation. They ran that little screen pass again, and Crawford was not fooled, and Striegel stayed home, and they drove them back. So great defensive stand there, 10 deep in our own territory for the Cobras.
Now we need to put this thing on the ground and stay on the ground and move this ball forward. We got a timeout, Regina. They had too many men on the field, one jogging off, so they do the right thing and call a timeout. So the Cobras trot over their sideline to get a game plan to try to move this one down and put a score on the board against this Iowa City Regina squad. I tell you what an exciting game to watch. Our defense has just played a whale of a game. They came out tonight and they had one thing on their mind, and that's let's make them pay. And these boys from Regina are going to know they played a football game when they wake up tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They've been hitting and they've all over the field tonight. So it's been fun to watch, definitely, and we talked about earlier on the way drive up, it'd be interesting to see what team comes out for us and, how fired up the boys will be, being last home game and this and that. But they definitely showed, that they're going to give everything they got here on this last football night.
2:41 to go, 1st and 10 Cobras from their own 12-yard line. They trail 17-0. Here's Griner in motion. They move it right up the middle, up across the 15, call up the 16, gain of about 4, we'll call it 3, bring up 2nd and 6 from the 6, they're going to mark it right on the 15-yard line, 2nd and 7, Cobras back to the ball, set, Griner in motion. And another mix-up in the backfield. It looks like the ball might have been loose. However, I believe the Cobras might have gotten back on top of it. They did. It is Cobra ball, 1:54 to go. Clock still running. Come on, Cobras. We got to eliminate those offensive mistakes. 3rd down, 13 from the 9-yard line. We've seen flashes of brilliance at times on the offensive side of the ball, but every time we get a good drive going, there's one miscue that that hampers him. Here's Greder back to pass. He lost this one up. He's got Greder streaking down the sideline. That overshot his target. That will bring up 4th down for the Cobras back on the 9-yard line. So more than likely, they're probably going to punt this one away, and we'll see what the old Regals will do, if they'll kind of kill the clock or if they'll go for blood.
Yeah, and it was just unfortunate. Griner actually had about 2 steps on the guy, and Griner kind of overshot him. So, unfortunate situation, and, brings up a funny situation here. We'll see how we're going to finish this football game out.
So, Siren back in punt formation. You're sent. Oh, and there is a penalty marker on the flag. They say his knee hit the ground. So they're going to call it, are they calling it a safety?
I believe that's what it is. I think he went down and touched his
knee
on the ground when he tried to pick up the snap.
Okay, so with that situation, that apparently Nate Sarin goes down, touches his knee on the ground, to get the low snap, and it goes down inside the end zone, thus a safety being called. So with 1:18 to go, two more for Iowa City, Regina. That makes our score 19-0. Iowa City, Regina over Southern Chieta. Kind of unfortunate. So now we have a situation where we have to either kick off or punt to these guys. Like Colton Griner is going to trot out and kick this one off from the 20. So we need our special teams to get down there and knock somebody on their can and maybe knock the ball loose.
Yeah, definitely. It is kind of an unfortunate situation there. But let's see how these guys respond and how we can finish off the last minute 18 of this football game.
Yeah, very interesting. Got a lot of seniors out there right now lined up for this kickoff. Sigourney Kidda, Colton Griner teeing it up on the 20-yard line to kick it off following a safety during a punting attempt. 1:18 to go. Come on, Cobras, get down there and hold them out of the end zone one more time. Oh, there's a block in the back, and that guy didn't even get a pull his flag. Unbelievable. That is not very, very, very good. Did you see Jeremiah Green just got pushed in the back, and that guy decided not even to throw his flag, maybe because he couldn't find it. Unfortunate. But the Cobras do finally bring him down, the returner, at around the 37-yard line. So the Eagles will take over, 1:09 to go. They will take over, 1st and 10. And we'll see what these guys are made of. They are going to take a knee and let this one run out. So it'll bring up 2nd down and 10 for Regina at the 47-yard line. This one's all but over, folks. 49 seconds to go. Regina leading 19-0.
Hats off to the Regina team tonight. You know, they're very well coached. Obviously, you know, their record speaks for itself, but I think, you know, our boys showed a whole heck of a lot who they are and not giving anything up to the number one team in the state. And we've seen some, like you said tonight, Amos, we've seen some flashes of brilliance, here in this last football game.
Yeah, we did. I'll tell you. Just an outstanding 10 seconds to go here, folks. I want to keep the listeners abreast of this. This one's over, all over. What a great effort by our Cobras to close out the season, you know, to hold the number one team in Class 1A to basically 17 points. You know, you take away that big play right before halftime, and this thing's a lot closer than 19-0, no doubt. We proved tonight we can play with any team in the state of Iowa in Class 1A. It's unfortunate for these kids that their season's over with. They're not going to move on. But you know what? We can use this as a learning opportunity for those kids that are returning, Micah. You know, there's always next year and the year after. But we can learn from a lot of the things that transpired this year and hopefully regroup and come back and do things differently next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Hats off to, it's been, like I told you earlier, tonight. It's been an honor and privilege to work with you alongside you this year calling these football games, and we've seen some great football games. So, you know, just a whole heck of a lot of fun. It's been a fun football game to fun football team to watch this year.
It certainly has. You know, we expected a little more out of them. You know, they're going to end up the season 5-4, just short of the playoffs. Get a couple wins in the district, which is probably two less than what they were thinking. Maybe five less than they were thinking. You know, you got to set your goals, and I'm sure their goals were to make the playoffs and finish in the top 1, 2, 3 in the district. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out for them. And what a great group of kids. And, you know, we got a whole new set of young kids coming in next year off that eighth grade class that went undefeated. They got a lot of passion, a lot of desire, and hopefully many of those kids were watching tonight at the park. A lot of these seniors poured out there on the field tonight. They didn't leave anything out there on the, there wasn't much left in the gas tank when this thing ended.
Yeah, no doubt. Just hats off to the coaching staff and, a really hard-fought football game tonight.
Absolutely. You know, folks, I want to thank all the listeners who tuned in over the past 9 games. Thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate Micah sitting alongside here all season long. I guess he did miss a couple games, but I want to thank Dan Stout for filling in on those games that Micah wasn't able to help me. And hopefully we'll be invited back to do this again next year, especially for those away games and some of the older folks that aren't able to travel. It's a great way for them to stay connected, as well as our out-of-state alumni, people like Brett Seabee that tunes in fairly religiously on a weekly basis to find out how these Cougars are doing. So, folks, for Micah Harmson, I'm Amos Strayer saying good night and thanks for the year. Go Cougars.